And we're going to take a quick break here on People of Interest. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
On Saturday, June 1st, grab your running shoes and head down to Kildonan Park for the 12th annual Run for Rights to raise funds for and awareness of human rights locally and globally. You can walk, run, cycle, or rollerblade to show your support. All pledges go to a number of human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, Camp Aurora, and many more. Whether you're just out for some exercise or warming up for the Manitoba Marathon, you'll be supporting social justice and human rights. Registration is at 8:30 a.m. until 9 a.m., and the race starts at 9:30. Please visit runforrights.org for full details. That's runforrights.org.
And back here on People of Interest on CKUW. And as that commercial you just heard, Run for Rights is June 1st. And right now I'm going to play an interview with one of the groups that is running, which they support Ethiopian political prisoners. The group is called SOSEP. And the interview was conducted by our news director, Michael Welch. So here it is.
So maybe I could just get you to introduce yourself and the group that you represent.
Hi, I'm Scano. I'm representing SOSEP, Solidarity Committee for Ethiopian Political Prisoners. I work as public relation, and we're participating with Run for Rights. This is, I think it's my second year now since I started getting involved, but the organization I've been involved for quite a few years with Run Rights.
Okay. Now, the Solidarity Committee for Ethiopian Political Prisoners, what is their focus?
The focus is mainly it's to create awareness, usually for, you know, prisoners of conscience back in Ethiopia, and we use the opportunity to create awareness by sponsoring the prisoner's name, and we run actually, you know, putting their name at the back, and I run for, you know, this person and that person, and create awareness in the meantime by raising some funds, and we're trying to see if there's any ways off that we help the families of those prisoners.
Could you tell us a little bit about the, you know, the maybe the political situation there, that the prisoners that we're talking about, they're essentially political prisoners, right? What kinds of crimes are they being accused of?
Well, again, they are political prisoners, so it
critics of the government.
Critics of the government, and mainly anybody who criticizes the government. In most cases over there, there's a high chance that you get jailed. And starting from, you know, back then, there's quite a few prisoners that are still in jail from a while back. For example, Zagaid Abtarao and Abel Rush. And very most recently, there are a journalist that are in prison, like Skinder Nega. He's one of the famous writer, and Ryota Alamu. She's also a journalist, and also another political prisoner, Andwala Marage. Those are the recent jailed political prisoners, and in most cases, again, they criticize the government or not quite really criticizing, but, you know, they speak their opinion, and because of that, they get jailed.
Mm. Now, what are the prison conditions like? What are the length of the sentences? What's a kind of adversity do they experience in these jails?
Well, there was a last hearing, actually, I think a few weeks ago, for one of the prisoners, Skinder Nega, that was sentenced for 18 years. and the appeal did not go through, and he's still with that sentence, sentenced for 18 years, and Rio de Alamo was sentenced for 14 years, and it got reduced for 5 years, and she's there for 5 years. And Dual Maragi is actually for life. He was a political member for one of the the organization back home, and he was confronting actually the government, and he's sentenced to life in prison.
Is there a specific group of people that is targeted by the government for arrest?
Well, not specific type of group, but anybody who's journalists, anybody who's not with the government is against. Mm-hmm. They are in target, and whoever is criticizing the government, either way, whether you're a journalist or you're politicians or you are, you could even be an entertainer. If you somehow cross that path, your life is in danger.
Hmm. Now, in terms of, I mean, you're raising funds with the Run for Rights and other events. Where does that money go exactly?
The fund, pretty much, with the Run Rights, Run for Rights, we split it between the 16 organizations, 16 or 17 other organizations that supports in so many different ways. Like I said, with a SOSEP, we try and help with families of those prisoners that jailed, or other politicians that are actually abroad in exile and that need assistance on being a refugee or in any ways. Those are the areas that we actually use the money for.
What kind of support are you talking about? Like material support?
Material support, food? Yes. Food and clothing and processing and transportations. Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that that Saturday is important not just for the Run for Rights, but then there's a follow-up event, correct?
That's correct. There is actually a rally that is being organized as well. This rally is actually for a recent activities that's going on in Ethiopia. One of them is religions in Muslims, in Muslims religion, there is a government involvement, direct involvement within the religion, and people have been going out on a rally for a year and a half now, and the government are not listening. And as a matter of fact, the leaders are right now are in jail as well. That's one of the reasons why we're going to have that rally. And the other one is also forcefully displacing people back home from, you know, for its land grabbing, actually. And without actually giving them a proper places or a proper way of actually moving them from places to another places, they are just actually removing them from where they have been living for over a decade or two, and they're just moving them anywhere else. And that, we are against it, and we're just trying to be a voice for those people who are voiceless back home.
This rally, it's at the legislature, right?
This is going to be at the legislation, yes. Okay.
So you're targeting government?
Yes, we are. Okay.
The provincial government, the federal government?
The federal government.
Federal actually. Government.
The federal okay. government, yes. It's the program starts from 2 to 4, and it's a good day, you know, once we finish the run in the morning. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon, we're going to go to the rally.
Okay. So what would you be asking the supporters among the wider public in Winnipeg? What would you ask them to do to support you besides, you know, give money to your group, the Run for Rights?
Yeah, we basically, again, we want to create the awareness, and we want the Canada government to stop supporting terrorists, or for that matter, a tyrant government who are not really working with the people of its nation.
You're talking about the Ethiopian government.
The Ethiopian government, that's correct. The Ethiopian government. We want the Canada government to listen to our voice so that they will stop supporting dictators. This is one of the main reasons why we are actually going on the rally.
Okay. Well, Mitsugaro, thank you very much for sharing your thoughts, telling us about your group and about your rally, and I hope it all goes well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
We were just listening to News Director Michael Welch's interview with SOCEP spokesperson about the Run for Rights, which is taking place June 1st at Kildonan Park, and there will be a rally afterwards at the legislature. Next up, we have some audio from a rally at the Forks that took place on May 25th, which was part of a worldwide protest against agricultural giant Monsanto. We've got the audio for that right now.
On May 25th, 2013, at 1 p.m., thousands of people in many cities over 60